It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you look at the horizon, you might notice a whole lot of clouds rolling in. Apple's new iCloud service is having something of a stormy launch, some users reporting missing documents, among other frustrations. iCloud is just one of many cloud services coming on the market lately, offering to let you store your data somewhere else and retrieve it. Derek Harris of GigaOm Network says, before jumping into the cloud, figure out your needs.
If backing up is all you want to do, that's easy and probably way cheaper, actually. So there are services where you can back up for unlimited storage for about $50 a year. I mean, that's easy. If you want to access your stuff from anywhere, right, you look at a service like Dropbox, you look at maybe Box.net, something like that. And these are services where you can upload what you have, access it from just about any device where you can download that application.
And use it as an external hard drive, really.
Use it as an external hard drive that essentially goes with you wherever you can log on. In the future, that might be in your car or on your TV.
Of course, it's not just about getting the data. It's being able to do something with it. Security expert Chris Hoff says pay attention to how a cloud service works with your computer.
Just because I can extract it doesn't necessarily even mean that I can reuse it somewhere else, right? So the long-term viability of information here means that I'm really having to consider carefully, if I'm truly concerned about security and privacy, of understanding what a provider does.
Hoff says before handing over your data, do your research. Find out what, if anything, the company plans to do with your stuff.
If you take Dropbox as a great utility that people, myself, at one point used, we assumed based on what we read in the contract and how they actually even demonstrated at face value what they did, that when we uploaded files there, that the containers in which they were stored were basically secured and encrypted with a password. What we didn't understand is that the passwords could be ultimately used by them or law enforcement. This becomes very difficult as the consumerization of IT continues to plod down a path of progress, and we just, you know, blindly push buttons and upload data to cloud services without really understanding how things work.
The cloud, of course, is inaccurately named. It's not in the sky. It's a computer owned by someone else. Hoff says don't think meteorology. Think finance.
It's kind of like a bank, right? You give them stuff that matters to you, your money. You expect that they'll take good care of it. You don't necessarily know how they're going to do that or what they do, but you trust them. But unlike a bank, where we have a high degree of regulation and even insurance, so when bad things happen, we can mitigate the risk, a lot of these cloud services offer no such protection or recompense. You really have to be wary about these services you use.
We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. You know who Justin Bieber is? Teen heartthrob?
You know you love me.
Well, you're talented. Your music isn't really my... Anyway, the U.S. Senate is considering a bill that would send Bieber to prison.
Baby, 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 no.
Yes. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, has introduced an online piracy bill. It would be a felony to post unlicensed content online 10 times in 180 days. Advocacy group Fight for the Future points out that Bieber got his start posting YouTube videos of himself performing famous songs. Therefore, felony in prison. Fight for the Future has set up FreeBieber.org to draw attention to Justin's hypothetical plight. Klobuchar's office responded, saying... The bill's aimed at people who infringe on copyright for commercial gain. Home YouTubers don't count. Although Bieber has had a lot of commercial gain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.